Lawmakers in the House today plan to take up a $50 billion bill for short-term funding of the Iraq war. That's about 25% of what the president has requested for the coming year. As in previous attempts, the measure conditions the money on a goal of withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq by the end of the next year. And like efforts before to attach strings to Iraq money, President Bush is expected to veto the measure if it even reaches his desk. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
After monopolizing both chambers of Congress starting last January, the Iraq debate has fallen off the radar screen for the last few months. General David Petraeus's testimony in September of military progress in Iraq was one factor. Fatigue over the issue may have been another. But now Democrats have returned to Iraq with a measure funding the war, but also calling for a goal of a withdrawal of troops. If you think you've seen this movie before, well, you have. But Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen, who heads the Democrats' Congressional Campaign Committee, says it's worth replaying.
We think it's very important to keep the pressure on the White House to change direction, to require that Republicans in the House and the Senate be held accountable for their votes, because we believe that it's important for national security reasons to change direction. We're not going to give the president a blank check.
House Democrats have approved similar funding restrictions in the past, only to see them either die in the Senate in the face of Republican-led filibusters or be vetoed by President Bush. California Democrat Lynn Woolsey co-chairs the House Out of Iraq Caucus. She says it's tough explaining to her San Francisco Bay Area constituents why Democrats can't force the president to change course in Iraq.
They were against the war to start with. They're against what's turned into an occupation now. And they, if they could, they'd be shaking me to find out why it's not moving in a bolder fashion.
Woolsey wishes there were what she calls a bolder policy toward Iraq, but also understands why there isn't one.
One of the things is that, you know, the Democrats have a huge tent, and trying to pull us all together to agree on something is not easy.
It's even tougher in the Senate, where Democrats have a narrower majority and where determined Republicans can and do require 60 votes to get anything done. But Majority Leader Harry Reid hopes to approve the House Iraq bill by the end of the week.
This bill has $50 billion in it, yet the president is not willing to take that with some conditions on it. Then the president won't get his $50 billion. That's pretty clear.
The House bill also contains other conditions, including barring all government agencies from using harsh interrogation techniques, such as waterboarding. But Republicans say the House measure is going nowhere. They say with news of progress in Iraq, it makes no sense to force a withdrawal of U.S. troops. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I would say there will be minimum enthusiasm in my conference for passing the kind of bill on troop funding that we think the House is going to pass, but if it is the kind of bill I anticipate it will be, it's not going to pass in the Senate this week.
If that's the case, Reid says the Pentagon will have to draw war funding from another defense spending bill meant to pay for other Pentagon programs, while Republicans will try to force passage of a war funding bill without strings. And the Iraq debate will have picked up where it left off. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.